99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
We always say if you want a third opinion, come to us. Send us a message, an email, whatever, and we'll toss it out to the group and see if we can, you know, get you that third opinion from someone who's not emotionally invested in your situation. So earlier in the week, we got a message from a listener who was offered a job from a guy she used to work with. They were peers. They had some chemistry. They were flirty. They even made out. But that's where it kind of ended.
Still sparks.
Yeah, yeah. It's so the job offer is a good job because he had since left the company and then got another job in management at a competing company. You know, they met up and he kind of offered her the job, and she was like, there was sparks even then. And she said, hang on, I'm gonna have to think about it. And she also thinks it might be weird having him as a boss considering their past. She's worried that their past will become an issue, and she's considering taking the job, but then wanted just to hear from us first.
And we were all like, take the job.
Yeah.
I mean, because you'll always regret, I think, not trying that out. It could be like your dream job. Mm-hmm. It might be fine. If you try it and it doesn't work out, then at least you tried.
Yeah.
And you got another thing to put on your resume.
There you go. So we got an update from her this morning. It says, I want to thank you for talking about my crazy situation. Well, after hearing everyone say to take the job, I decided to reach out to him again. So I texted him a quick message that just said, can we meet for lunch? I want to talk about your offer. I think that's pretty good, you know?
Okay, all right.
He replied back right away saying, what about after work for some drinks? So I met him for drinks to feel him out, what his intentions were, and to kind of lay down some boundaries if I needed to. She continues, guys, he was so charming and funny and assured me that we would be all business at work and not to worry. So I accepted the job.
Yeah, I love it.
She continues.
Okay.
There was this wild energy happening between us. He said,
and some drinky.
He said, we should celebrate before I become official and suggested we grab some dessert.
Okay. I know where this is going. I have an idea. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was the alcohol or the adrenaline from accepting the new job.
All of that.
But we wound up going back to his place and, quote, worked out the details of my contract. Oh, my God.
Hey, yo.
She says,
that's a bonus structure, right?
She says, I know we may have just complicated things, but we both felt like we needed to release that tension before we could move forward.
Absolutely.
So now that that's, all caps, out of the way, we both feel like we can be, quote, only business at work.
Oh, really? That's going to happen again.
Thank you for the advice, and I'm excited about this career move. You all rock.
Give her the anthem.
Wow.
The other one.
The other. So hang on. So so you were kind of like, hey, let's have your cake and eat it too, because I feel like I remember talking about cake when we were talking about this whole listener. And
all the frosting. Yep, she had all that.
Yeah, so she did. She kind of got her cake and is eating it too. Now, you're right, and she's right. I think she may have complicated things, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Did they get it out of the way? Would it have been a problem?
I don't think so.
Like, before, I think it's going to happen again,
I
right?
I don't think, 9 times out of 10, you don't do that to
once.
Close a door.
Right. No, you don't close a door with that. She just
opened
the
door back up.
She just kicked it wide open.
She did.
She kicked it wide open. She butt-brushed it. Oh my gosh. But his, like, the way she was describing his line was like, hey, we should celebrate before you become an official employee. So as to so where this isn't any sort of HR issue, let's get it out of the way now.
It's not crossing the line yet.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
I'm so glad
this is all fun.
I'm so glad she got back with us.
Like progress reports though. I need her to periodically check in with us just to tell us how it's going and just let us know if it's getting weird, if it's still fine.
Oh, I like that. I like
that. If they're still celebrating.
I love living vicariously through our listeners. This is great.
If we're having cake on a regular basis.
Are you eating cake on a regular basis? Are you having that dessert? Are you working out your contract again? What are you doing?
I'm happy for her. That's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like everything seems to be moving forward for her.
And I want to be invited to the wedding.
Assuming there is one, yeah. All right, what an update. Yeah, so you can hear like the original, like the whole original situation up at WDGX.com. Click listen. There you go. There's the update for you.